for them carrel peg when me self in a foot in a me foot stone kill me with the choke. Them say me get some rifle from me root. Them want hold me and show me how she look. Hey, and the boy named Jimmy damn can't say a AK me boss and a me and all. Big fancy dog them see me and all. And the beat up to me damn all. Babylon swam try escape ratty rifle bully proof in the chest. Me get hold with a trumpet bust up like a shield right front and jet. Be a chop like your flesh. Them swam try escape defense. That's how you escape. Run through dirty gully water to escape. Then catch a life in a mess. Your skin full of corn like the best.
How will we get the gun them from the MP? So plenty in entry. Vanishes when them sent we. Start keep up folk quick, tell them flee. Cause when them lock you up, them not set the prisoners them free. How will we get the gun them from the MP? So plenty in entry. Vanishes when them sent we. Start keep up folk quick, tell them flee. Cause when them lock you up, them not set the prisoners them free.
Circle the yard for your joy, not shell like rent, work, cause it out. Bad girl, criminal spotlight, girl, give me sad. Crawl, pan belly like drum, dirty lizard. We get the thing from baby shampoo. Rope with it like a long gun near the bamboo. Rush the fence, boy, them hear the shampoo. Now me never burn up like the AC shampoo. Them romantic escape like on big fence. Tear me jeans and dick, plus me and rip. Them start falla heavy with the blood, damn drip. Top off me shirt, wrap round and bandit. Next plan quick, all this press one quick. Burn up quicker than the inner the long clip. One click, inner the head, one click. Call me now, we come from a foot like I'm clicked.
How will we get the gun, them from the MP? So plenty in entry, vanishes when them sent we.
Start keep up for quick, tell them flee.
God, when them lock you up, them not set the prisoners them free.
How will we get the gun, them from
the MP? So plenty in entry, vanishes when them sent we.
Start keep up for quick, tell them flee.
God, when them lock you up, them not set the prisoners them free.
Boy, them parrel take when me self in a foot. Now me fist don't kill me with the joke. Them say me get some rifle from me. Look, them want hold me and show me how she look. Hey, and the boy named Jimmy damn can't say a AK me boss and a mini and dog. Big fancy dog, them see me and dog. And the beat up to me damn bad. Babylon swam try escape, but in rifle only proof in the chest. Me get hold with a trumpet, bust up like a shrimp. Right front a jet, be a chop like your flesh. Well, them swam try escape defense. That's how you escape. Run through dirty gully water to escape. Then catch a life in a mess. Be a skin full of corn like the best.
How will we get the gun, them from the MP, so plenty in entry. Vanishes when them sent we.
Start keep up for quick, tell them flee.
God, when them lock you up, them not set the prisoners them free.
How will we get the gun, them
from the MP, so plenty in entry.
Ayaya, good morning, good morning America. Yeah, my baby in the building. Once again, we're back. We're back with your favorite show. If you're tuning in, the kickoff right now. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 till 8 in the morning. On your radio.dominican.edu. So, we had a lot going on over the weekend, over the weekday. If you're tuning in, join us because we have a lot to share today. First and foremost, we begin the show on a very sad note. I'm sorry to say that because Patrice Muamba, who is a Bolton player, was rushed to the hospital after collapsing on the pitch during Bolton's FA Cup quarterfinal against Tottenham Hotspurs. And it was just sad to see, and everybody on the pitch was crying. Dude, I was watching that game, and I just couldn't believe, like, you know, like everybody was so sad, and everybody started singing Mwamba's name, you know, just to show solidarity. So this is what happened. What happened was Mwamba, like, you know, struck the ball, like he wasn't tackled or nothing like that. And, you know, the ball, like the keeper had it and went out of play. And as he was going back towards his own post or towards his team, the back of the half, he just collapsed silently. And, you know, like everybody rushed towards him and he wasn't breathing or nothing like that. So, you know, the referee and all the players rushed towards him to kind of give assistance and all that. And while they were doing that, they were crying for help. And so the medical staff, you know, from both teams, they rushed there with, you know, just to give APR and to, you know, try to resuscitate Mwamba. So they gave mouth to mouth and, you know, they, you know, brought all those necessary equipment for resuscitation. And after 7 minutes of you know, just try to resuscitate him, it seems like, you know, nothing was happening, and they managed to put him on the stretcher, and the ambulance was waiting outside. So luckily they managed to kind of, you know, just put everything in place, and fortunately enough he was stretched off the field. And oh, while this was happening, you know, the fans just clapped, and the fans were cheering his name just to show him that they were together with him. So the good thing, like, he was rushed to the hospital. Unfortunately, he's still in a critical condition, but reports yesterday were suggesting that he's coming through and it's kind of stable. So, you know, the kickoff right now, and the fans are wishing Patrice Muamba a get well soon. You know, recover, baby. Recover soon. And everybody is praying for y'all. I'm praying for y'all personally. Yeah, my baby. Yeah. And it's a good thing because, like, you know, footballers all over the world, like, you know, all the greatest footballers, the pros like Wayne Rooney, Rio Ferdinand, Gary Cahill, Tim Cahill, Johan Lescott, like everybody, you know, Jermaine Genius, everybody's just, you know, show solidarity. Yesterday, Real Madrid played against Malaga. It was a big game. Madrid were at home, Santiago Bernabeu, and like half of the players, almost all of the players were wearing t-shirts of the Barcelona player, Eric Abidal, who's also to undergo surgery. He has liver problems, so they wore a t-shirt just to show solidarity for him. And they had t-shirts also of Patrice Muamba. And, you know, the t-shirts had the message of "Get well soon, brother. We are praying for y'all." So I believe that was a good stance. You know, that was a good gesture from the Real Madrid players. AC Milan also, like, did the same thing. They played on Saturday, and Andrea Pirlo, their team captain, they won the game 5-1, and Andrea Pirlo said, like, that victory, he has dedicated it to Patrice Muamba, who's in the hospital fighting for his life. So that was, I believe that was a good thing. Like, you know, every time something like this happening, and the players come together, and then they just try to show solidarity to the player who's being affected by the current situation. That's, you know, I can't help but just to marvel and just to feel happy that, you know, soccer is a peaceful spot, and like, people should be together and whatnot. Speaking of which, Gor Mahia versus FC Leopard, which are the biggest club in Kenya, they were playing over the weekend. And what happened, or the scenes that I saw, the pictures that I saw during that game, weren't that good. You know, I mean, it's a big derby, and everybody was just talking about this game like for an entire 3 months, and they couldn't wait for it. So here comes the game, and it don't live up to people's expectation. That was sad. I can't stress that enough. It was sad. I wasn't happy about it. And, you know, scores of people were kind of injured because, like, some fans apparently don't take defeat too well, you know. People should know, like, I keep saying this on each and every show, that you win some, you lose some, and you draw some, you know. So you just gotta support your team whatever happens. You gotta be that kind of fan who is down with the team regardless of the situation. Don't try to act up. Don't try to cause ugly scenes and disrupt the peace that's there. You know what I'm saying? So all the fans out there, all of y'all who disrupted the game, all of y'all who made the scenes ugly and was violent and whatnot, shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. And you shouldn't go to the stadium to support the team if you know you're going to cause violence. All right? That said, I'm gonna give y'all the standings from the Premier League. There was, like, a lot of things going on over the weekend, like I said. Manchester United still at the top of the Premier League. They won 5 goals to nil against Wolves. Manchester City haven't played yet. They're playing today. So Manchester City still at 66 points. Just three points shy of Manchester United, who have 70 points. Number three is Tottenham at 53 points, followed by Arsenal, 52. Followed by Chelsea at number five. Newcastle, number six. Liverpool, number seven with 42 points. Swansea are doing good. They are number 8 with 39 points. Sunderland had come in at number 9 with 37, followed by Everton, Fulham, West Bromwich, Norwich City, Stoke City, who are followed by Aston Villa, who are number 15 with 33 points. Blackburn come in number 16, and at the relegation zone, still it's Bolton, KPR, and Wigan Athletic, who are at number 19, and Wolves. Yeah. Speaking of which, Wolves used to give Manchester United a hard time way back in the day. So, you know, for Manchester to go there and beat them 5 goals at home, that was a massive display for Manchester United. So it was a great comeback, you know, from the loss they suffered at Atletico Bilbao. So Wolves at number 20 with 22 points. That hold the last position. La Liga, Real Madrid dropped 2 points on the weekend. They drew 1-1 against Malaga. So they dropped, they're having a 10 lead against Barcelona. So right now it's cut to 8 because they dropped 2 points. So they have 71. Barcelona coming number second with 63, beg your pardon. Followed by Valencia, who got 47. When they at number 3. Number 4 is Levante. Malaga, number 5 with 41. Number 6 is Osasuna, who got 39. Atletico Bilbao, number 7. Real Vallecano, number 8. Atletico Madrid, number 9. Espanyol, number 10. Followed by Getafe, who are number 11. Sevilla, number 12. Mallorca, number 13. It's number 14 is Real Sociedad, followed by Ciudad de Murcia, Real Betis, Villarreal, number 17, Racing Santander, number 18, Sporting Gijón, 24 points at number 19, and number 20 is Real Zaragoza. So, at the relegation zone is Racing Santander, Sporting Gijón, and Real Zaragoza. And, you know, they have to do good if they still want to play in La Liga next season. At the Serie A, AC Milan, at the first position, they got 60 points. Just 4 points short are Juventus, who are at number 2. Lazio, number 3, with 48. Napoli, Udinese, AS Roma, and Inter Milan, number 7. I don't know what's happened to AC Milan. They're doing bad. So, you know, stands down right now. They are not in a good position to go to the Champions League next season. Catania, number 8, with 41 points. Bologna, number 9, with 36. Palermo, Chievo, Atalanta at number 12. Cagliari, number 13. Genoa and Siena, number 15 and 14, respectively. Fiorentina and Parma, number 16 and 17. Lecce and Novara, Cesena, they're at the relegation zone. So Cesena got 17 points, and you know they are the same fate. They won't be in the Serie A next season. Ladies and gentlemen, the Champions League draw is out, and as things stand right now, Real Madrid are gonna face Apoel. That's like a walk in the park for Real Madrid. So I see Real Madrid in the semifinals, and they're gonna be playing the winners. Of the winners who are going, the people who are going to win against team 3. So Barcelona are gonna face AC Milan. That is a huge game. So if you didn't know, now you know, and you had it first from the kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Yeah, I gave it to y'all real as it comes. So That is the draw for the Champions League. AC Milan versus Barcelona. Real Madrid are going to play APOEL. And Benfica against Chelsea. That is also a huge game. That is a huge game. And Bayern Munich are going to be playing. So if you didn't know, now you know. Look out for that and do slot that in your calendar. The games are coming soon. It don't get no better than that, ladies and gentlemen. That's the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Yeah. So that's the first segments of today's show. If you're tuned in right now, you listen to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8. Only at radio.dominican.edu. We got to pay some bills. Don't touch that dial. Be back in like a minute or so.
You can't give what I need.
Conversation, no imagination.
I really need someone to stir me up. But I can't pretend no more that it could be you.
I'm done, so done. Get your facts, take the keys, you're out. I'm done, so done with you and the games in your house of fun. I'm done, so done. Get your facts, take the keys, you're out.
Change. Now I'm needing me a different writer, a better plot, deeper script, anything that can hold my attention. Gotta find me a little stimulation. So bored with your one dimension. Can't give what I need.
Figure you no know. Well, let me and find a star for your show.
This is me and a girl, nobody gotta know. Let me introduce myself, I am Mr.
Mr. Joe, girl, them love me flow when me come show. Mr. Joe, hot tip flow through the front door. Mr. Joe, ask your girl,
and you know. Yeah, we back. Yeah. So, Manchester United were knocked out. Atletico Bilbao, apparently, you know, Sir Alex Ferguson conceded that Atletico Bilbao are better than Manchester United. So they were knocked out. Aggregate was 5-3. Manchester United couldn't prove the 3 goals that they needed. And, you know, the score was 2-1 at San Mamés Stadium in Spain. So, you know, just experts right now are just saying that La Liga is better than the English Premier League. And I don't know what your take on that, because the same fate happened to Manchester City. They scored 3-0, but they needed 4 goals for them to go to the quarterfinals of the Europa League. So Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, both out of the European Championships. The only team that's representing us right now is Chelsea. And as things turn, Chelsea are going to play by Benfica, like I said. I don't know how they're going to do against Benfica because, you know. But Draga is back, and that's good news. And Torres has found his scoring form. So I can say that's not so bad for Chelsea. So, you know, we can't wait for that. The 26th or next week, Champions League is back. And right now, I mean, well, y'all know in the United States, soccer ain't so big, right? this, you know, I just came across or came upon this news at goal.com that this female player who's at the United States national team, and her name is Hope Bono, and she thinks that women should be allowed to play in the male team. What y'all think about that? Do hit our Facebook fan page to post your comments and what you think. Do you think that women should be allowed to play for the likes of Manchester United, AC Milan, AS Roma, Chelsea, Arsenal, the male team, you know, the dominant male team? I mean, I believe that women should not be allowed to play in the male team because, you know, men are strong, right? You know, we got strong bones and that. And also men are, you know, kind of, they go hard on the pitch. And I just can't picture the thought of, you know, like a male player going hard on a woman, you know? So apparently the Seattle Sounders shot stopper thinks that is the way things should be. Now this, you know, still on that, there's a Mexican team that hired a female player, and FIFA kind of vetoed that move. FIFA was like, things don't go down like that, you know? I mean, but, you know, like, I'm a feminist, man. I'm not hating on women, but I'm just saying that I don't think that, or if it's gonna happen, it's not gonna be so, it's not gonna be soon. Still on women, Ronaldinho, who has been the world's best player for a couple of years, believes that it's very difficult to have a girlfriend. Yeah, he called the press conference and he was like, "The press, you're all intruding in my private life, and you can give me a break. You know, you just seem so difficult." So Ronaldinho apparently doesn't have a girlfriend, and I mean, which is, it was hard at first for me to believe that, you know, a world football player or a star like Ronaldinho, you know, not to have a girlfriend. And he says that he is enjoying the private, the single life. He's not missing nothing. He's not missing not having a girlfriend. And as it is right now, his life is so good. And, you know, because he doesn't have to answer to nobody, he's just having all that fun. He's, if you don't know, Ronaldinho is right now is playing for, let me remember that team's name. Flamengo. Yeah, Flamengo. Ronaldinho is playing at some Flamengo. I hear a couple of fans were asking, like, where is Ronaldinho at right now, nowadays? He's in Brazil playing for Flamengo. So, the press, if you're working for any media company, please give Ronaldinho some slack, cut him some slack, and let him enjoy his. Barcelona, like I said, Eric Abidal is going to be going liver transplant surgery. So Barcelona confirmed that, and the good thing is he's not doing so bad, Eric Abidal himself, because over the weekend he attended training, and, you know, from the look of things, he's a strong dude. Manchester United, all the teams in England, and also Spain, and also all the teams in Serie A, Italia, wish Eric Abidal the quickest recovery when he goes under the knife. So from the kickoff, also, yeah, my baby, wish Abidal quickest recovery when he goes under the knife, and we hope the liver transplant is gonna go well and nothing bad is gonna happen. So if you're tuned in right now, you're listening to The Kickoff. Don't go nowhere. Lots and lots of entertainment coming your way. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best players in the world, and you know, was overpraising his Spanish La Liga rival Lionel Messi. It's good, it's a good gesture for Ronaldo, because a lot of people be like, Ronaldo doesn't really, he's not really happy with Messi, but he is apparently. So Ronaldo over the weekend was like, I am so happy for Messi right now, I'm happy for football. And I quote, and you know, he told reporters ahead of his Champions League encounter with CSKA Moscow. By the way, I never told you that Real Madrid smacked CSKA Moscow a lot of goals, and CSKA Moscow out of you know, the Champions League. So when asked if he can equal Messi's achievement, Ronaldo was like, I am not sure if I'm capable of one day scoring 5 goals in one game. You know, of course, he was referring to the game between Barcelona and Bayern Leverkusen. So, you know, you all know that game. Messi scored 5 goals and he broke the Guinness Book of Records by, you know, being the first ever player to score 5 goals in a single Champions League game. So, you know, Ronaldo, you know, people take Ronaldo to be this arrogant guy. And, you know, I mean, I love Ronaldo. And I think, I mean, sometimes he can be cocky, but most of the times he proves his worth in the field, you know. And he just doesn't brag, and, you know, he doesn't just talk about stuff that he ain't capable of doing. You know, when he's on the pitch, y'all can feel his presence, because he does damage to all the opponents. So Ronaldo is like, I don't know if I'm more expected, if I'm more respected here, that doesn't matter to me. I am still the same person with all my defects and virtues. I only worry about myself and my team. So goals don't mean anything to me. To score or not to score, that doesn't mean anything. Speaking of that, speaking of goals, Ronaldo right now has 126 goals in 127 appearances for Madrid since joining them in 2009. So Messi's just a few goals lacking, and you know Messi scores over the weekend. So right now the top scorers in the Spanish La Liga is Ronaldo. Ronaldo still got two more goals. He has 38, Messi has 36. So, you know, still a big way to go. 9 games, still a long way to go. Who's going to lift the golden boots? I can't wait to know. Ronaldo thinks that Mourinho will stay at Madrid. And like all the rumors going around that Madrid is going to go, he's going to go, or he's going to join Chelsea. Ronaldo thinks differently. He thinks that Mourinho's not going to budge an inch. He's still going to be in Real Madrid coming next season. Mourinho himself insists that his future is at Real Madrid, and his future does not depend on Champions League glory or success. So he made it clear, like even before the game at Santiago Bernabeu against CSKA in Moscow, and he said that, "Yo, calm down. I'm not going nowhere. My future is at Real Madrid." So if you doubted Mourinho's going to stay, then now you know that he's not going to leave. He's still going to be there next season. So all the Real Madrid fans out there, yeah. Barcelona. And Xavi at Barcelona right now believes that the rivalry between Real Madrid and Barcelona is because is underappreciated. Barcelona is underappreciated in Spain because of the rivalry between Real Madrid and Barcelona. He believes that a lot of fans in Spain root for Real Madrid, and Barcelona don't get appreciated well enough in Spain. And he believes that they have a wide or a big fan base around the world, but not Spain. So I don't know why he's of that opinion. You know, it's just like Manchester United has a big fan base all over the world. You know, I mean, if you look at the records, 333 million fans worldwide, you know, followed by Real Madrid, who have like 200 million fans all around the world. Messi wants to retire at Barcelona. The current Ballon d'Or holder doesn't see himself, you know, going to any other team. So, you know, Ronaldo fans around the world think that Ronaldo, he's the best player in the world because he's played at Sporting Lisbon. After that, he went to Manchester United. And right now, currently, he's at Real Madrid. And he's still shining. He's still scoring goals. He's still lifting the golden boot and winning awards. So, you know, just fans around the world and football analysts believe that when Messi go to a different club other than playing in the La Liga, then he can prove that he's the best player in the world. And, you know, they are of the opinion that Ronaldo going to these different clubs and still performing like he is performing, then he is to, you know, I mean, with no doubt, he's the best player in the world. So Messi has said categorically that he's going to retire at Barcelona and he's not going to move. So y'all out there who want him to move to EPL or Serie A, I'm sorry, but the world best player right now, he's not moving. But, you know how it is, you know, players say something, they say this thing, this day, and then they end up changing when it gets to another season. So we can, you know, I can wait but see if he's, you know, live up to his word. And, you know, that's not so bad for Messi because Barcelona loves him, you know. And I mean, if Ronaldo was traded for 80 million sterling pounds from Manchester United to Real Madrid, who knows how much Messi is going to be traded for? Maybe 100 million US dollars? Who knows? but he got a big stash of cash on his head. Back to the English Premier League, Chris Hart, who is the Manchester City goalkeeper, believes that Balotelli is the world's best player or the world's best penalty taker. And I mean, I'm kind of inclined to believe the same thing because I've seen the penalty kicks that Balotelli takes and they are great, you know. On the game against Sporting Lisbon and Manchester City in the Europa League, the goal that Balotelli, or the spot kick, Balotelli's spot kick was marvelous, man. I mean, if y'all saw that, I'm sure you concur with me. The keeper didn't do nothing. He couldn't move. I mean, he just stood there helplessly watching the goal go in. Balotelli, for real, he's the best penalty taker. I haven't seen nobody take a penalty like he does. He's very confident on the ball. You know, he's not panicking like some players do. So that's good from Balotelli. And that game he kept his calm. Well, he got a yellow card, but still he kept his calm. He kept his cool. Mancini, the Manchester City manager, traveled to France to watch Eden Hazard play. I don't know what's going on with Mancini, but it seems like he's just following in Alex Ferguson's footsteps, who's the Manchester United coach. Because Sir Alex Ferguson was in France last week and he did the same thing. He went to see Eden Hazard play. So people think that Eden Hazard is the best next thing to come in football. I mean, he's only 21 and he's warming fans in France. So the likes of Mancini, just for the likes of Mancini to go to France to see him play, that kind of means that Eden Hazard is going to come to the Premier League next season. You know, he stated himself that he would be, willing, or he's more than willing to join the Premier League. So Manchester City looking to sign Eden Hazard, Manchester United looking to sign Eden Hazard, Tottenham Hotspurs are also looking to sign Eden Hazard. So which team is going to go to? I don't know. I hope he comes to Manchester United. Oh, you know, because I don't... By the way, Manchester United got a lot of things going on in the club right now because Berbatov is not going to be in Manchester United next season. Very sad, man. I mean, I'm going to miss all that football control from the best football controller of all time. You know, Berbatov is good on the ball, and when I heard that he's going to change teams, I wasn't happy about it. And I mean, he's been frustrated all season because he's played less than 10 games this season. And I mean, I can do nothing about that. I can just wish him the best of luck, whichever team he's going to go to. And you know, yeah, that's it. You know, that's that. Paul Scholes, when Paul Scholes came from retirement, ladies and gentlemen, he has never lost any game he's, you know, featured in. So he's played against Bolton. Manchester United won 3-0. He played against Arsenal. Manchester United won 2-1. Against Stoke City, Manchester won 2-0. Against Chelsea on February 5th, Manchester drew 3-3. Against Liverpool, Manchester won 2-1. Against Norwich, 2-1. 3-1 against Tottenham on March 4th. And the last game he featured in was Manchester United against West Brom at home. And Manchester United won 2-0. So I can't, you know, put it well enough. Scholes is a legion. And for him to come back from retirement, he did Manchester United a huge favor. That means he still got it, you know. He still got the juice, you know. So Paul Scholes, kudos, you know, don't retire next season. You know, just still be, you know, just keep playing like Ryan Giggs. Ryan Giggs is 40 and the guy is still shining, going on the pitch like nobody's business. Yeah, yeah. That's the news of Manchester United. If you're tuned in, you're listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8, on your radio, dominican.edu. Don't go nowhere. Gonna be back after we pay some bills.
Come on.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Like I said, y'all have had, you know, like the entertainment or like everything that was happening over the weekend was so intense, so crazy. I mean, I've just seen an article right now. FC Leopards, who were playing Gorma here in Kenya, two of the biggest club in Kenya. That was the biggest derby and the game that every football fan looks forward to, ended not in a good way. So I've just seen that AFC Leopards have said, and they've stated firmly, that they're not going to feature in any Kenyan Premier League against Gor Mahia if KPL or if the governing body, the football governing body in Kenya, don't take no action against Gor Mahia. So that is, you know, that is a huge step by AFC Leopard, and I believe it's only logical for them to do that. It's only reasonable, you know, because if you keep playing a certain team and, you know, the same thing keeps happening, then that means that it's time for y'all to do something, right? So I believe, and I'm in solidarity with FC Leopards, governing body in Kenya, do something and make sure that all the fans who participated in the violence, they don't come anywhere near the field ever again, because y'all putting people's lives at risk. I don't want to go to Noah Stadium and then a fight to break out. You know, what if I got my kid right there? You know, what if I have my siblings in the stadium with me? So I'm going to say it once again. I'm going to repeat the same thing I said in the beginning of the show. Shame on you if you're the kind of person who goes to the stadium to cause violence. Shame on y'all. Shame on you if you got that violence, okay, or violence, you know, just violence mind, violent mind. Shame on y'all. Don't do that. We don't need that kind of mind in nice or in good games, in football. Matter of fact, we don't need that kind of mind in any sport. Y'all giving football a bad name. So if Tottenham fans and if fans all over the world can show solidarity for Patrice Muamba, if they can show their support for Eric Abidal, if a fan can show support, if they can give mad love to a player who's not theirs, who is you to kind of, you know, do otherwise? Who's you to cause discomfort at the pitch or at the stadium? A fan was arrested, by the way. A fan who posted racial comments on Twitter, he was arrested. This fan, he said apparently he spoke ill of Patrice Muamba right after he collapsed in the game that was aborted later. You know, he said some, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but he said some things that are not good me saying on the radio. So the good thing is police acted quick about it. They arrested the fan, and right now he's in police custody. That's what's up. That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody acts up, if somebody does some weird, he's being racial in the game, that's what's supposed to happen. They're supposed to be behind bars. And, you know, police in England, apparently they're on the top of the game. And, you know, I commend them. Kudos, police. Yeah, from the studio. Drogba, yeah. So Drogba scored. Drogba helped Chelsea, by the way, in their game against Napoli. And I didn't give it to y'all because I was trying to save it for the last. This guy, Drogba, dude, I love Drogba. And Drogba is good. So from coming to injuries and, you know, scoring goals, that says a lot for a player. He says that he was keeping fit when he got back to training. He was looking forward to come back, and he hasn't lost his cool, or he hasn't lost his touch one bit. So Chelsea scored 4 goals against Napoli, and which saw them through to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Like I said, Chelsea are the only team that are representing England in the Champions League. And y'all fans out there, it don't matter if you're supporting Arsenal, Manchester United, Man City, or whichever club you're supporting, get behind Chelsea and show solidarity. I don't know, but by the look of things, Barcelona are very strong, and I don't know if they're going to beat AS Milan, which that is going to be a huge game. I'm going to give you the dates of that game in a short while. So if you're tuned in right now, you have been listening, or you're listening to The Kickoff. Yeah, my baby. Every Monday, 7 to 8, only at radio.dominican.edu. So straight from Torres's mouth, I need those goals. That's what Torres said right after the game. Everybody in the Chelsea team, you know, surrounded Torres, and they was clapping and they was laughing. So Torres scored 2 goals against Leicester City just to end 25 hours goal drought. So Torres played 25 hours, like not 25 hours a single game, but you know, just when you put together all the games that he's played in, he's played 25 hours without scoring. That is a long time for a player to, you know, just to have a goal drought. So it is good. I'm happy that he found his performance, he's found his scoring streak. And right now, it's a warning to all the team in the Premier League that I am back and I am scoring. So if you lost your scared if you lost your scared attitude towards Torres, then do know that he's back and he's doing damage. If he's playing, yo, then he's doing damage. You know what I'm saying? Don't touch that dial. When we get back, I'm going to give y'all, or I'm going to tell you the games that are coming over the weekend. I can't wait to see Manchester United play. I can't wait to see Man City, you know. I can't wait for the derby, Manchester United, Manchester City. And, you know, the big things happening. I can't wait for La Liga to see if Real Madrid is going to drop more points against Barcelona, because a stand stand, 8 points behind Barcelona, or Barcelona 8 points behind Real Madrid, that is not a lot. With 9 games to go, you never know what's going to happen, you know. So don't touch that down. When I come back, I'm going to give y'all that schedule for the weekend.
Stars and the skies, I'll be there. your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask.
Premier League is back. Oh, Premier League over the weekday. So Manchester City, like I said, Manchester City are going to be playing over the weekday. And the game between Aston Villa versus Bolton Wanderers has been postponed to a later date. Blackburn are still going to play Sunderland Tuesday, which is tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. On Wednesday, March 21st, Manchester City is going to be playing Chelsea. Yeah, that is like Super Sunday. Manchester City versus Chelsea, that is a huge game. So do put that in your calendar or as a reminder, because I know that's what I'm going to be doing. Manchester City versus Chelsea at 3:45 Eastern Time. 3:45 at the same time, Tottenham are going to be playing Stoke City. That is the same day on the 21st of March. Everton are playing Arsenal at Goodison Park. Queen's Park Rangers are playing Liverpool at 4 o'clock the same day. That is on Wednesday, March 21st. On Saturday, Manchester United are going to be playing on Saturday 24th, Chelsea is going to be playing Tottenham. That is a huge game also, because they are fighting for the third position. Chelsea, Arsenal, Tottenham all fighting for the third position. That is a huge game. Do watch out for that. Arsenal are going to be at home against Aston Villa. Bolton Wanderers are going to be at home against Blackburn Rovers. Liverpool against Wigan Athletic at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Norwich City are playing Wolverhampton Wanderers. Sunderland against Queen's Park Rangers. Swansea City against Everton. And Stoke City against Manchester City at 1:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time. On Sunday 25th of March, West Bromwich are going to be playing Newcastle. On Monday, Manchester United against Fulham. That's on the Monday, the 26th of March. Yeah. On the La Liga, what's happening is on Monday, the 19th, which is today, Espanyol is playing Racing Santander at 8 o'clock. On Tuesday, which is tomorrow, Osasuna are going to be playing Getafe, and Barcelona are going to be playing Granada CF. On Wednesday, Atletico Madrid at home against Atletico Bilbao. Real Sociedad at 7 o'clock against Levante. Sporting Gijon against Mallorca at 7 o'clock. Valencia at 7 o'clock too against Real Zaragoza. And at 9 o'clock, Villarreal against Real Madrid. On Thursday, March the 22nd, Racing Santana are playing Sevilla. Real Betis are playing Espanyol, and at 9 o'clock the same Thursday, Malaga against Rayo Vallecano. On Saturday, March 24th, Mallorca against Barcelona, Real Madrid against Real Sociedad, Getafe against Valencia, and on Sunday, March 25th, Real Zaragoza against Atletico de Madrid, Espanyol at home against Malaga, Levante at home against Osasuna, Atletico Bilbao against Sporting Gijon at 7 o'clock. At 6 o'clock is Rayo Vallecano against Villarreal, and at 6:45 o'clock is Real Betis against Racing Santander. So, like I promised y'all, I was gonna give y'all the fixtures for the Champions League, and that is they play on the 27th and the 28th, the 22nd and the 28th. So do slot that in your calendar. Chelsea against Benfica, AS Milan against Barcelona, Real Madrid against Apoel, and and that's that. So you've been listening to The Kickoff. Thanks for tuning in. Yama baby, every Monday 7 till 8 only at radio.dominican.edu. To all the fans out there, do tune in next Monday and do have a lovely week full of action. Stay blessed. Do check us next Monday. Thanks for tuning in. Until later. Goodbye. Adios.
I mean, I'm a gun that apart. I could have walked or drive in a car. Rifle picture from near or far. One shot, one kill, left marrow on tar. I mean, I'm a gun that apart. I could have walked or drive in a car. Shot was set from near or far.
Make you run out the shot, well alone, three star.
Shot was him up, blood splash all kind of weird. Me will kill you in a night and all type of day. Me no business, call me walking with all type of keys. Me will put it on rapid and all type of spray. When the king starts to walk it up, all type of fray. Like when the rifle a blade, never know send me a kill from a young tender age. See my come up from a gun like when outlaw for blade. So all for the things them talk, them never done get. When me not even a pre, them and them still afraid. When you see me, if you know, say you can't cheat it. Call me Grim Reaper, call your life me a take. When me clap it, I'm gonna get every shot off it can it. One shot out of the cage, that's that wipe it. If it's a shot in a decade, then knife in a neck. Shot up coffin at the funeral, that a double dead. Yeah. And me, I'm a gun that a par. I could have walked or drive in a car. Rifle picture from near or far. One shot, one kill, left marrow and tar. And me, I'm a gun that a par. I could have walked or drive in a car. Shot was set from near or far.
Make you run out the shot,
well alone, three star.
Wait there, watch you now. In a headshot, lad, you know. Blood that a go splash you now. Doctor can go patch you now. One run off, fill it out, and my gunshot a go dash you now. Bullet in a face, in a your mouth, my gun a catch you now. Watch you now. From the telescope, light snatch you now. Seek away, bust his heart till the bridge crack you now. She a dear, that amount of skull, man a crack you now.
Now me charge it.
How much more head for crack you now?
And me, I'm a gun that a par. I could have walked or drive in a car. Rifle picture from near or far.
One shot, one kill, left marrow and tar.
And me, I'm a gun that a par. I could have walked or drive in a car. Shot was set from near or far.
Make you run out the shot, well alone, three star.
Shot was him up, blood splash all kind of ways. Me will kill you in a night and all type of days. Me no business, call me walking with all type of keys. Me will put it on rapid and all type of sprays. When the case starts to walk it up, all type of phrase. Like when the rifle a blade, never know send me a kill from a young tender age. Steam a come up from a gun like when outlaw a blade. So all for the things them talk, them never done get. When me not even a pre, them and them still afraid. When you see me, if you know, say you can't cheat it. Call me Grim Reaper, call your life me a take. When me clap it, I'm gonna get every shot off it can it. One shot out of the cage, that's that boy bread. If the shot in a decade, then knife in a neck. Shot up coffin at the funeral, that a double dead.
Kiss Storm.